If somebody's leaving and has been visiting you, what might you say to them? Goodbye, and then what? Would you ever say, come back or come again, or come back again?
Goodbye and come back to
you. Okay. What about Christmas morning? What's the first thing you say to somebody when you see them on Christmas morning?
Christmas gift.
Right. Is there any superstition or anything involved with that? Didn't it used to be a long time ago, the first person you said to, or if you said it first before he did, he had to give you a gift or something
I remember I got the mail rider's gift one time, way back in horse and buggy days. And he gave me, I believe, the biggest apple in that I've ever seen.
What did you do, just go out and wait for him to?
Yeah, I'd met him. They sent me down to send some letters off, and it was awful cold weather, and he kept a lantern in down under his robe in the front of the buggy and run some hot rocks.
Well,
and he just didn't want to be hot, and he got back home warm.
And a lantern under the cover,
under
too.
The robe, and yeah. That just hold that heat in there, and he just fared fine.
Well, I agree.
And a lot of times, the worst weather, he'd have a whole hood over his buggy, and he'd have a little place to look out, and then place for his line then.
Yeah, well,
but he hardly ever had to take his line that horse no the road whether he did.
Yeah, but you know, that's one of the advantages. I was telling somebody the other day, that's one of the good things about the horse and buggy days was that you didn't have to pay so much attention to what you were doing all the time. If the horse knew the way, you could just kind of let him go.
Mm-hmm.
We used, a lot of people, when I come from way up in the mountains, and a lot of people still ride mules. They don't ride horses much because mm-hmm. a horse is not as sure-footed in the mountain. A horse will trip, fall over rocks and things like that. Mule won't do it.
No, Festus believes in that.
That's a fact. That's right. I'm a big Festus fan. That's one of the most realistic old fellows. I mean, he's really, you know that there are still people like that, and there must have been a whole lot of them like that back in the days when they mm-hmm. were showing them. He's a sight. What about New Year's? What do you say on New Year's? Somebody, do you say just Happy New Year or?
Happy New Year.
Okay. And if somebody was thanking somebody, they might say, well, thank you very much. I'm much a...
Blind.
Okay. Where, if you needed some food, you might go down to the what to get it?
Grocery store.
Okay. You might say, well, I have to do some...
Shopping.
Okay. And if you bought some meat or something from the butcher, he'd do what to it in white paper?
Wrap it up.
Okay, and then when you got home, you would do what to it?
Unwrap it.
Okay. And if you have to sell something for less than you paid for it, you're selling it
at a loss.
Okay. And you might tell a man that said, well, I'd like to have some of that hamburger meat, but I don't think I'm going to buy any because it...
Too high.
Okay, or did you ever say cost too much?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you belong to clubs, you have to pay your
dues.
Okay, and on the first of the month, your bills come. Okay. And if you need something to use for just a little while, you might run next door and do
borrow
what?
It.
Okay. And if something's kind of hard to find, you might say, well, money is what nowadays?
Scarce.
Okay. And that's a fact. Talking about diving into the water, yesterday the children what? Into the water.
Went in swimming.
Okay. What about when you jump in the water and land on your belly and it hurts you? What do you call that?
They call that the belly buster.
And it is, too.
It sure is.